How's it going? This is Ty, and this is also the Fiction and Copy Decoded podcast, and I'd like to welcome you, which of course I always do. Here we talk about fiction, copywriting, persuasion, marketing, and several other issues ever since I discovered that fiction writing and copywriting do borrow from each other in quite a few different ways. So without any further ado than we've already had, let's get to it. All right. This week's episode is number 275. The episode I'm going to connect this post to are originally titled, or rather the reverse, Last 2 Weeks Were Pretty Weird, posted on July 13, 2015. So I had had an interesting week, because I hadn't been able to post at all. Because I had the old style internet at that point with phone lines, and they were both out until Tuesday. Then I had to incorporate some edits, do citations and footnotes on the piece that I was having to edit at that point. And as my youth symphony conductor used to say, it's crunch time. You know, that conductor was still leading the symphony at the time, but I didn't help out there at that point, and I don't help out there anymore. He has since moved on, actually, and he's enjoying his retirement, so congrats to him. So I was eyeballs deep in pixels at that point. There is still a lot of work involved, for all the lack of a better term, like glamour and glitz and all that. And sometimes it's okay to get up early, stay up late, and don't indulge the hobbies stage, at least for a time, you know. And if clients, that's also the thing with like boundaries and workload too, and it greatly depends, because if clients like what you're doing, they'll give you more of it. So it just kind of, it can be harder and harder depending to get a handle on your time. And with work and relaxation too, sometimes they're handed out, you know, sometimes you got to step up and grab it, especially with work and relaxation as well, especially. It just depends. You have to carve out time for it. It can sound odd, but if you're to where things have gotten out of hand, and this has happened to me a lot in the past, where things are out of hand and you're feeling stressed out, overburdened, and overworked, like you have to take care of that yourself. Now, usually clients can be pretty good about it, but generally, if you can figure out where your boundary or limit is before you cross it, if you're getting near to it, you can say certain things or have things at the outset about scheduling and what have you that will help clients or those who come into your sphere learn what it is before things get out of hand or they have to ask you anything. So, yeah. Other than that, as far as modern time, that was in 2015. That was way back. This is actually, by the time you hear this, after the adjustment for daylight savings time in 2024, and it's been a wild ride so far. And there's still, usually for me, it's about a couple weeks before I'm used to what's going on. But hopefully it won't be as bad as all that this year. I'm hoping not. And it'll be nice and smooth. Yeah.
That'll be the end of this episode. I appreciate you guys hanging out. To learn more about the blog this podcast is connected to, you can visit it at fictionandcopydecoded.wordpress.com. You can learn about me there. You can also learn about me at my copywriting samples website, which is tymallcopywriting.yolasite.com. Yolasite is one word. It's YOLASITE.com. Well, you can support this podcast by liking, sharing, commenting, and subscribing to get the word out. You can also become a monthly contributor if you'd like. For 99 cents a month, you'll get my thanks at the end of each and every episode. Well, not individually, but collectively. For $4.99 a month, I'll give you part of the show notes for that week, for that episode and the month that you're featured. Terms apply, of course. And for $9.99 a month, I'll do a 30-second to 1-minute ad for you to promote your business during the show. Again, terms apply. All right. I appreciate it once again that you took time to listen to me today, this week, this time. And we will catch you guys next time. Have a great rest of your day.